Nebraska Extension Almanac.
With Thanksgiving right around the corner, it's a good time to review some food safety guidelines. Of course, the centerpiece of the day is a roasted turkey or ham, or both. But there are other side dishes that are also enjoyed by everybody. Nebraska Extension educator Cindy Bryson talks about some common sense food safety tips that will ensure everyone enjoys what you've cooked, as well as proper storage of the leftovers that you'll be snacking on for the next week.
So food safety on Thanksgiving is huge. So you figured out how to cook the bird. Now let's talk about some things you need to do before Thanksgiving to make sure everybody stays safe. Right now, you should be cleaning out your refrigerator. You should be wiping it down, sanitizing it, getting rid of any old leftovers, anything that doesn't need to be in that refrigerator, because you need the space for not only your turkey to thaw, but you need the space for leftovers before, or things you're preparing before the meal and leftovers after the meal. You want to make sure that you're storing things. You're not overloading your fridge. It's not going to be cool enough. Foods aren't going to cool down fast. And they're not going to stay at the right temperature if your refrigerator's too full. I don't recommend putting food outside after a meal. Some people put it in their car. Some people put it on their back porch. You know, it's not, our Thanksgiving's supposed to be, you know, quite lovely. That's not temperatures to put food outside. Make sure you cool things down. Don't put something hot in your refrigerator. When you're cooking your turkey, do not stuff it. Put the stuffing around the bottom. Cook it in a separate pan. We don't recommend stuffing your turkey because then you have to overcook your turkey in order for your dressing or your stuffing to be safe. Always use a thermometer. You should have a thermometer in your refrigerator. Your refrigerator should always be 41 or below. If it's not, turn it down. And again, make sure those temperatures stay safe. If you're cooling something down, it has to cool down to 70 degrees within 2 hours. If it's not, you're going to have some problems with bacterial growth. Watch those leftovers. You keep taking them out Thanksgiving night, the next day during the football game, the next day, the next day, the next day, 3 to 4 days. And again, make sure total, once you've cooked your sweet potatoes, your stuffing, your turkey, you're not letting it sit out more than 2 hours, because every time you pull that out of the fridge, it starts to warm up, bacteria starts to grow. So you have to be very, very careful. Sanitation in your kitchen is important. Don't work while you're sick. Don't prepare food while you're sick. Wash your hands. That's probably the number one thing. Use a thermometer, wash your hands. It should all be good. Don't rinse your turkey. Making sure that you have lots of, that you're doing things ahead of time so you can keep things hot or keep things cold. Maybe you make your potatoes ahead of time and you put them in a slow cooker. Maybe you make your turkey ahead of time, so all you have to do is reheat it the next day. Try to make it as simple as possible, which will also help you make it as safe as possible so you're not in a hurry and something happens. Again, making sure that nobody gets sick the day after Thanksgiving. Not a good day for that to happen. Sanitize your sink if you have to thaw your turkey in the sink. Sanitize your sink before you fill it full of cold water. Change the water every half an hour. Clean off those counters. Get your dishes washed. Don't let things sit out, and you should be okay.
So take the time to get things prepared. Clean up your refrigerator and make sure there's plenty of room for what you're going to prepare, as well as room for leftovers after the big meal. The key here is making sure you're prepared to make a delicious and safe meal for everyone. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.